In the differential diagnosis, we can keep seborrheic dermatitis as our top differential. Another one is acne, but looking at the other nail and the hand signs of the Derrière disease, it would be easier to make a diagnosis, and to add on, we can go for the biopsy. Other differentials may include Hailey-Hailey disease, Dowling-Degos, acanthosis nigricans. Especially pigmented lesions are present in the flexures. Pemphigus vulgaris or vegetans, pyoderma vegetans, plain warts, Grover's disease. If they are transient or persistent, acantholytic dermatosis, it mainly affecting the trunk. So if there are vesiculobulous lesions affecting the trunk, then we can keep Grover disease in our differential. Similarly, Galli-Galli disease, which present acantholytic flexural papillovesicles, so it is kept in the DDs. Acrokeratosis verusiformis of Hoff, which also looks similar to acrokeratosis or a localized variant of Derrière disease, but the histopathology will help in differentiating. Localized or segmental epidermal nevi is another difference.